to the U A E. Chris Fade.
Are we all ready to go?
Yes.
Pretty Malik.
I'm doing well.
And Big Rossi.
I've had a shower.
What? Why?
The biggest prizes.
You have got a brand new car.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
With the biggest stars.
It's Dua Lipa.
What's up, y'all? This is Jack Harlow.
The Chris Fade Show.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
1, 2, 3, go!
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. Good morning, Pri Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nala.
No one's there.
What happened?
Where's Nala?
Well, there she is. She's running. Just run past the window.
Oh, no.
I just saw her. I mean, it's sad. It's 6 o'clock in the morning and she's running like crazy because she knows Chris Fade's going to do this. I mean, that's the sad. We'll just
tell
wait.
Her to come in here.
Yeah, we'll just get. Just come in, Nala. Just come in. We've been talking about you. I said how sad that she has to run in. Don't run in.
No, I'm running in.
Don't run.
It's been a hectic day. I need to let out.
It's been a hectic day.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
If you're raised in an Arab household, you'll know that today has been the worst day. Because we had guests yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had to clean the whole entire house. So my mom misplaced my car keys, my bag, my wallet. I had to look for them for 20 minutes and then decided to wake them up.
Well, you look nice anyway.
Yeah, you do look great. Thanks.
Why? Where were they? Where were the keys?
The keys were in a bowl that we don't even use. The bag was,
sounds a bit dodgy to me.
The bag was under my sister's bed.
Yeah.
There's like a small alleyway hide it. And then my car keys was in my dad's pockets. So how on earth am I supposed to know that?
Yeah, I know. I remember having that issue sometimes with Brianna when we were sharing the same car.
Yeah.
Where she would just... It used to be so frustrating. Because I'd then in the morning look for them and I'd just be so like... Because I know in the morning when you want to come to work...
Yeah, you need everything.
You just need everything
in
place.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know you should have done it last night. Here's the father in me. Why didn't you get prepared last night?
No, because usually it's there. We never move it. Yeah. So in my head it's there. So I woke up peacefully and I had to wake them up.
That's true though.
Well, there we go. Well, she's here. Thank you, Nala.
She's
good
here
to have you on the
Nala
show. Another week together, guys. We're another week together. I'm going to run you through just what we've got coming up today. Tickets to the Waterbomb Festival is going to be absolutely huge.
It's right now.
All right. We've got a game show within a show. We're going to be dissecting food. I've got more on that coming up. Gossip, Pretty Malik. What have you got for us?
There's a new king of YouTube. This was a huge deal over the weekend.
All right. We'll find out what's going on there. Fly Dubai have joined the party. Have joined the Chris Fade Show party. And they are coming to hopefully hook you up and get you a trip away. All right, we've got the pop quiz coming up at 7:10 this morning.
Uh-huh. We're going to get you a home makeover as well.
I mean, there is just so... I got overnight stays at the Jumeirah Hotel. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks for hanging out with us. Should we get the show on the road?
Let's do it.
All right, the Waterbomb Festival are our first things on the line. This is happening this weekend, right?
Yeah, June 7th and 8th at the waterfront at Dubai Festival City. So imagine an awesome water fight and an awesome concert all happening together at the same time.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be so good. Some of the biggest K-pop stars are coming. And then you've got DJ Snake, Nicki Romero, Danny Neville, Benny Benassi. They're all going to be there. Platinumlist.net has your tickets. But we've got 4 weekend passes for you next.
All right, call us right now. We want you on the show. You can help us choose the next song that gets played on the radio. And let's have a chat here, okay?
Cool.
0487155544. Good to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, open up those phone lines. Let's go.
Pick my hits.
All right, Lauro, hello.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
What's going on, Lauro? How you doing?
Good. Hi, Rossi. Hi, Pretty.
Hi.
Good morning, mate.
Good morning. What are you up to, bro? What are you doing?
So I'm just preparing my breakfast, going to the gym, and then going to work. So, yeah.
I think you work in the hotel industry. Am I correct?
Yes, Rossi.
Have you guys met each other before?
Yeah.
Rossi's a very nice friend.
Yeah, you gave me the presidential suite in the Rixos about 2 years ago.
All right, hold on a second. This is illegal.
Eliminated.
You guys are friends. You know each other. This can't happen.
I refuse to answer.
I didn't get you on the show, though, did I? Nala got you on. So I didn't have any idea that...
No. I met only Rossi once. Like, it was a random random thing.
Mm. You're a lovely guy. Thank you.
Well, Laura, you have won 4 weekend passes to the Waterbomb Festival. Congratulations, all right? Well,
yay! Oh, wow. Thanks a lot. That's cool and exciting, yeah.
Yeah, it's happening this weekend. It's at the waterfront at Dubai Festival City. Imagine an epic water battle and some awesome artists all together on one stage. You can grab your tickets now at platinumlist.net.
Yeah, that's good. And I saw DJ Snake will be there as well.
Yeah, DJ Snake will be there. Cool. Yeah.
All right, we're going to help you. We need a song now played on Virgin Radio. You're going to help us choose the next song. Let's go through it. Nala, what would you like Laura to play?
I want to hear the legend Macklemore, Can't Hold Us.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we brought our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
All right. Pretty Malik, what would you like?
I'm going classic. I know you're going to love this. Britney.
My loneliness is killing me.
Craig David for Ross. Is that right, Ross?
Yes. This is 7 days.
Before a drink on Tuesday, we were making love. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
I met this girl on
Monday. Before a drink on Tuesday.
Laura, I want Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven.
I've been locked out of heaven.
They're your options there, Laura. Which one would you like?
So I'm going with Nala.
Oh, yay!
Good
Sorry,
choice.
Sorry, start a great Monday.
It is a great start for a Monday.
Exactly.
Well done, Laura. Thanks so much. That's double points, Nala. Well
yay!
Done.
Why are you looking at me? We're in last place. I'm not even close
I'm
to
okay.
you.
I'm okay with you getting selected. I'm okay.
And it's a great song.
I just thought, like, Bruno Mars on a Monday morning. We haven't had Bruno for so long. It was going to uplift the country.
It's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, that's all I thought. I just thought, you know, Laura. I thought Laura had good taste. That's all.
Laura has a great taste.
Has great taste.
Because Macklemore is a legend. Yeah. Good choice.
But then, like, he obviously knows Rossi, so I should have been aware.
That is so rude and unnecessary. Yeah. Enjoy the Waterbomb Festival, Laura. You are amazing.
Thank you for picking me.
Don't listen to Chris. He's salty.
He's in a bad mood.
It's Monday, Chris.
Yeah, imagine we could have played Bruno Mars.
He's just salty.
Now.
Stop
now
talking.
We're going to play this one. We've had 1,000 times on the radio.
No, we.
I think it's coming up at 9:30.
Locked Out of Heaven, we haven't had 1,000 times on the radio.
No, we haven't played. He doesn't get. He's not in there anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thanks, Laura. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
It's Macklemore.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Return to the Mac. Get on what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up. First shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Bad moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway and we did it all way. Chrome music. I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the Fortrack busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushing. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll find
our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back?
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you. Yeah, I'm so, so grateful. I grew up really wanting gold fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We raw. Time to go off. Gone. Deuces goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands. This is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
And we go back.
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. The moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Let's go
back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up.
Like it's Macklemore on Virgin Radio.
Like the ceiling can't hold us.
This is, Virgin Radio live on the Uncle Tintin show, because my little Malik's listening right now.
Hi, Malik.
Maluki is listening, my little nephew.
Wow.
My godchild Malik, I love you, my boy, listening in the car right now with my mum and dad.
Hi, George. Hi, Gilda.
Maluki, I love you, Maluki. He's sitting in. I know you got a smile on your face and you're in that chair. I love you.
Oh,
wish so I could
cute.
See him
you
now.
You can see him soon, right?
Yeah, we're going to go. We've got vacay coming up. Jad has WhatsApped us. Jad says, guys, I need to know when you're going on vacation so I can put my leave request in. I like that, Jad. Thanks. Appreciate you, brother. We are off
July 8th until the 19th.
Okay, yeah, July. Yeah, we're only taking a couple of weeks off, right? Are you going? Where are you going?
I'm going to Spain and Amsterdam.
Beautiful. Two great countries.
Madrid, Barcelona, and
cities.
Oh.
That's going to be great. So when are we off? July what?
July 8th until the 19th. So we'll be back on air on the 22nd.
Okay,
there we go. I think this is the shortest break. Break you guys took for summer.
Yeah, I usually do 4 weeks for summer. But yeah, I'm going to London for a wedding. My cousin is getting married. So my entire family is flying from Australia to Dubai. We're spending a week together in Dubai. Then we're all jumping on an Emirates flight to London.
That's Are they so all cool. going to stay at your house when they come here for the night?
No, not all. We don't have enough room. So I've got an Airbnb for one of the families.
Okay.
Do they like raffle? Like which one gets
Airbnb? I just know which family member needs to be away from everyone else all the time that won't be able to handle living with us.
Which is?
I won't disclose such information yet.
Well, we're going to find out because we're going to know which family member is not staying with you.
Yeah, that's so true. And so they have an Airbnb and then we go from London to Sicily and we do Sicily for
that's
five
so
nights.
Nice.
And then we come back to beautiful Dubai.
Are they going to stay here once they're back?
Mum, they will. They will for a little bit, yep. I think Mum will stay for about 2 days because she's a businesswoman. She's got lots of clients she has to
get
back to.
She does have a lot of clients, yeah.
Dad will stay for 2 months, hopefully. So we'll see. We always have this argument.
I see.
Mum wants to leave because she has to go back to
work.
Her work.
Yeah.
And then she complains when she gets back to Sydney that she misses us and she should, you know, oh, miss you, I want to see the baby. I'm like, well, you only...
Let's get the Gilda, business started here.
That'd true. Be so let's, nice.
She'd have true. A line
she'd have
out
a
the
line.
Door.
She would.
I'd be the first customer.
I could get her. I could get her in a clinic. She could be working in a clinic.
She's very natural. She does all the natural remedies, doesn't she?
Does pop up. She works like on your face, like face, what do you call it? Like a what do you call that person?
Beautician.
But she's like way beyond that. Like she's
like, yeah, the beautician.
She gives me all these different tips and things. She's great.
Let's do it. She needs a bit of a break now and again from yourself, though, I feel.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. I agree with that. All right, well, listen, there we go. That's our little vacation mode. We're going to do the gossip up next. Can we do that pretty?
Okay, so Eminem dropped his song, right?
Yeah.
It's causing chaos, especially when it comes to Megan Thee Stallion. I'll explain what's going on.
All right, cool.
Virgin Radio 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss your favorite bingeable series on Disney Plus. Watch new seasons of Grey's Anatomy, every episode of Modern Family, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, all the gossip, what have you got?
The announcement was made over the weekend. J-Lo is officially canceling her U.S. summer tour. Everyone got a letter, an email from her official sources saying that she's taking time off to be with her children, family, and close friends. J-Lo said herself, "I'm completely heartsick and devastated about letting you down." Now, there were rumors that the ticket sales weren't that great, although I did some research on it, and it wasn't as bad as everyone was saying, but there's a lot going on with J-Lo, so I think she's just taking some time off. So
I think it's more personal, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's more personal,
too. So many people disappointed. One of my friends, Jennifer, who put up on her Instagram, she got the email.
Yeah.
And she was so excited. Like, she had planned this trip for, like, you know, a year, ready to go.
It's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Okay, so there was a big fight on YouTube over the weekend, and Mr. Beast has come out victorious. He has overtaken T-Series to become the most subscribed YouTube channel in the world. T-Series is an Indian music channel that no one has been able to beat for years. 6 years ago, PewDiePie tried doing it. He put up this whole battle. There was a live counter. He didn't do it. Crazy. Mr. Beast has done it. As of right now, Mr. Beast's channel has 269 million subscribers.
Unbelievable.
And T-Series has 266 million. So congrats to him.
Now, you know, India's just going to be like, okay, well, hold on. Everyone go back.
That's what I'm scared of.
And they'll beat him.
Yeah, it'll probably happen. But I think the fact that someone was finally able to do it after so long is a big deal.
Mr. Beast is like...
He's a beast.
He's a beast. Yeah. He's literally a beast. If you don't know him, he's created content now where he basically just does like little game shows, but they're crazy. Every single show is giving away like so much cash or cars or houses or a jet, and how he has people playing against each other.
And now he's taking that YouTube format onto Amazon Prime for a brand new show, and it is the most prize money ever given away in the history of game shows.
That's crazy. Good on him.
So it's pretty cool.
Good on him.
Okay, so Eminem, we heard the song on Friday. He dropped the brand new song, Houdini.
Mm-hmm.
It's very old Eminem, and if you know Eminem from the past, he's shocking. He's provocative. He says things that are a little bit out of line.
Of course.
That's his style. That's what he does. However, the younger generations are not on board, especially with one line in the song where he talks about Megan Thee Stallion, and he does a play on words where he basically talks about the 2020 incident where she was shot in the foot.
Okay.
This is the line.
If I was to ask for Megan Thee Stallion, if she would collab with me, would I really have a shot at her feet? I don't know, but I'm glad to...
So he says, if I'm asking Megan to collab with me, would I really have a shot at a feat? So that's... Feet could be feature, or feet could be feet.
Feet, yeah.
So everyone is like, how could you be taking aim at black women?
Is that a pun right there, taking aim?
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. I apologize. But everyone's a little bit upset. Like, how dare you make light of this situation? It was a serious...
No, like, he won't care. He'll like it. He'll like that controversy. Yeah, that's what Eminem does.
Yeah. And finally, I know, Chris, you were looking forward to this on July 20th. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. We're going to go head-to-head. If you remember last week, Mike Tyson was on a flight, and 30 minutes before landing, he had an ulcer flare-up, and there was a medical incident. At the time, they were like, no, everything's fine. The fight's going to go ahead as planned. But unfortunately, now the doctors have advised Mike Tyson to not train as heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And due to that, both of them kind of came together and said, well, it's not fair. If Jake said, if I'm training like full on and Mike isn't, and then we fight. So they're going to postpone it. It's not fully canceled. It's just postponed.
Yeah, Jake was mature about it as well. He came out and said, like, you know, he respects Mike. He goes, you know, I know he's the GOAT. The last thing I want him to do is get into a ring and, you know, not feel well and get hurt. So,
that makes sense.
There we
That's
go.
Nice.
There's another one. There's some big fights that were happening. Did you see the
Deontay Wilder?
Yeah, that was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he needs to retire now.
I think so as well. There was a fight in Saudi. Dante Wilde. Have you ever heard that name before?
Yes, I have. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nala, never?
Never.
He's one of the biggest heavyweights. He was like the champ, and he was the guy that they couldn't beat. And
he's the hardest hitter. He was, yeah.
And, he fought in Saudi over the weekend.
Yeah, Zhang, I think his name is. The Chinese guy is massive, right?
Zhang is massive. Yeah. This guy's huge.
He lost.
And, yeah, he turned. It was a weird one because he got hit, and then he sort of turned his back on him, and it was like he didn't want to fight anymore for a moment.
Well, yeah, well, no. Yeah, because it didn't look like a hard hit,
No,
did
it got
it?
Clipped. It wasn't hard.
Yeah, but then he turned around and, like, basically fell over.
Is Dante, like, a little bit older? Like, in his career, is it
he's
later?
He's 38.
Yeah, 38, yeah, he's older, yeah. But he won't. I think that's it for him. I think he'll literally hang up the gloves. All right, there we go.
Zhang's older, actually. He's 41.
He's a beast. A beast, though. This guy's just
2 meters tall. He's only lost twice.
That's crazy. All right, thanks, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Guys, this is great. Jamira. We love Jamira. Your Jamira ways to summer begins right now. Some of the best hotels in the world are Jamira hotels. And we have got right now... Who's moving?
It's Rossi.
What are you doing now?
He's getting
his paper.
Looking
for the sheets.
Could you put your headphones on?
Why do I feel like I'm in class with you
because
a lot of the time?
Because we are doing a radio show. Like, you can't hear what you're doing. That's why. So I just want to let you know what we just heard then. This is what we heard. Ready?
Now he's going to take a sip.
Now he's good. Like, this audio is going to be sent to Jamira. You know that.
Hi, Jamira.
It's our company. They're friends with us.
Yeah, well, here we go. Now, this is an amazing prize. Somebody needs to win this right now. It's the exceptional summer staycation at the Royal Villas.
What?
In Jamira Zabil Sarai.
What?
Up to 8 guests can stay in this Royal Villa. This villa is massive.
That's huge.
Yeah, this is like, it's the Jamira Zabil Sarai, which is one of the best hotels, not only in the country, in the world. You get a Royal Villa. All right, time to celebrate summer in style with Jamira Ways to Summer, the perfect opportunity to kickstart the summer with extravagant and memorable experiences at Jamira. Guys, you know Jamira, how they do it.
They spoil you, let me tell you. Once you stay at a Jamira hotel and you travel elsewhere,
I find it hard to stay in hotels outside this country.
It's like,
yeah, once you've had Jamira,
you pay so much and then you get into it and it's like, is this it? When you just, like...
When it's not.
I remember going to LA. I do Airbnbs now in LA because I went to a hotel in LA, paid like so much money for this like hotel room.
Yeah, yeah.
It was supposed to be like a really good hotel room. Like, it wasn't horrible, but
it was
just
not at the standard.
It wasn't what we have here.
Well, just next time you're in a Jamira property, right? Just walk around and look at the smallest things, whether it be the door handle, whether it be the light fittings,
the flowers, even.
And look at the quality.
Yeah, they do good. All right, so here we go. You want to win the Royal Villa. The Royal Villa right now, Jamira Zabil Sarai. We're going to play a game. It's called How Big Is It? All right. We've never played this game on the show before.
Yeah.
But we need a couple of you on hold, ready to play. 04871-5544. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take an object from the Jamira hotel room, and we're going to hold it right now.
Yeah.
You have to try to identify what it is by working out the size of it.
Yes. Yeah, so you can ask, like, you know, yes or no questions. As long as you keep getting yeses, you're good. But if you get a no, we're going to have to move on to the next caller.
Andy, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right, Andy. So we're playing a game of how big is it? We've taken an item from the Jamira Hotel. You got to try to identify what it is by giving us questions of how big is it. So you can start saying, like, I don't know, is it bigger than the bed?
Yeah, things like that.
And then we will give you yes or no answers.
If you get a no, though, we're going to have to move on.
We move on to the next person. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
All right, and he's like, I got no idea, but let's play this game. Mm. All right, Andy, let's give it a go. It's how big is it? All right, how big is it? I know what we've taken away from the hotel room. It's over to you, Andy. Give us your first question.
How big is the swimming pool?
Now, you're asking me, is it bigger than a swimming pool? It's not bigger than a swimming pool, what we've taken from the room, which means it's a no, which means we go to the next caller.
I mean, the biggest clue is it's been taken from the room.
The room, yeah. Keegan, you're on. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, Keegan. Go ahead.
Could you repeat the question again?
Okay. This is half...
Can we do an example real
quick? Listen. Everyone needs to listen to this.
Let's just do an example.
No. It's too, we're too deep into this, yeah. So, Keegan, we have something taken from the hotel room, from the Jamiro hotel room. We're holding it, or it's in this room.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You have to identify what it is. The way that you do that is by saying, how big is it? And what I mean by that, is the object you've got bigger than the bed? Okay?
And then if we answer yes or no.
If we say yes, you continue asking more questions until you think you've identified what we've taken from the room. Otherwise, if we say no, we move on to the next person. Got it?
All right.
All right, so okay, go ahead. We have the object. You got to try to work out what it is. Go ahead.
Is it bigger than a chair?
No. Sorry, Keegan. Now we go to Josh. Josh, over to you.
Is it bigger than a bed?
No, it's not bigger than a bed. So,
just remember, not bigger than a chair or a bed.
Namina, go ahead.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm doing all right.
Is it bigger than a pillow?
No.
No, it's not bigger than a pillow. Zora.
Yeah, hi, morning, guys. Is it bigger than a bar of soap? You know, the small circle bar of soap?
Yes, it's bigger than a bar of soap.
Yeah, we're on track.
The object that we have.
What's smaller than a pillow?
So now you get another go here.
Okay, is it bigger than the toilet roll?
Yes, it's bigger than the toilet roll.
Yes!
Yeah.
But now, smaller than a pillow.
Now, remember, Zora, when you feel like you want to have a guess of what the object is, if you get it right, you win. If you don't... Now, remember, we're playing for the Royal Villa at the Jamiro Zibil Sarai. This up to eight guests. This is gorgeous. All right, so go ahead.
So if I say it's bigger than a certain item, but it is that item, would you be able to give me...
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Okay, is it bigger than the TV remote?
It is bigger than the TV remote.
Oh, gosh.
You're on the right path.
Is it bigger than a hairdryer?
Is it bigger than a hairdryer? Wow.
I mean, similar size.
I would say it's equal size, and we can give another question. Similar in size, not equal. Similar.
Similar in size, depending on what the brand is. So we're going to give you another question.
Okay. Is it bigger than the iron?
You have just won the Royal Villa. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I cannot believe this. I'm so happy, guys. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Your Jamiro ways to summer begin right now, Zora. You have got that beautiful Royal Villa, Jamiro Zibil Sarai, up to eight guests. You have an exceptional summer staycation. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys. Sure. Have a
day. You don't need all those rooms, do you? I mean, any going, like for me and my family?
No.
Ross.
I'll have a think, yeah.
Oh, no, you won't. You want him out soon. You want him out soon. Zora, I love that. Well done. Congratulations once again.
Thank you. So much, guys. Have a fun day.
You too. Oh, God.
Okay, so you like it?
It took us a while to get to the game, but I do like the game.
How big is
it? We'll play it again tomorrow, and tomorrow we have more prizes, courtesy of Jamiro, okay?
Yeah.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Hey, your chance to win with Fly Dubai. We do have a Fly Dubai competition running all this week, and we're going to get you on an aeroplane. That is our aim here on the show, to get you on an aeroplane. We've got more details coming up shortly. All right, right now, Rossi has a question for me. I'm interested to hear this.
I'm worried.
This question is probably going around schools at the moment.
Yeah. I don't believe it is. I don't even know what the question is, but I feel like you think it's going around schools, but I don't think it is.
I just know it's going to be something absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just go
for it. It's not from me. It's from my kids. They asked me to ask you.
Your kids have asked you to tell me this question.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
And I'm sure a lot of kids.
For your kids, I'm ready.
Okay. Spell I cup. Come on, spell I cup.
E.
I cup.
E-Y-E. C-U-P.
Do you mean like that, or do you mean like I like
with the letter
iPod?
I.
Oh.
I?
Yep.
C. Okay.
This is like so old. Is this going around again?
So.
Spell it out.
I C U P.
Get out the toilet.
That's cute.
They That's said you've got to ask Chris this morning.
That's cute.
And they're probably listening right now.
Can you do it with more enthusiasm for
them,
please?
Let's do it again. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, Rossi.
I bet you can't spell I cup.
I cup?
Yeah.
No, I can.
Yeah, go on.
I
C-U-P.
Rossi!
Get out the toilet!
Cute. That's cute. I love that.
Got the innocence. The innocence of children, huh? I
so
love that.
Cute.
I think that's so good. All right. Well, tell them I say, hi, kids. If you are listening, hello, kids. It's a cute little bit. Rossi was, he really wanted
it.
As soon as I walked into the studio this morning, he was like, oh, I've got a question I'm asking you on the show.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Yeah, the first thing.
Anything for the kids.
You got it, yeah.
Anything
don't
for the kids.
Don't ask your teachers that one, guys, by the way. You'll get in trouble.
Yeah, don't do that. I don't think, yeah, I don't think
don't
you should do
teachers,
that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the teachers, I mean, depending on what teacher you have at school,
I mean, it's
they
silly.
May take it.
Don't, yeah, it's very silly.
Well, I'm glad that made me smile. I mean, guys, I'm in a lot of pain today.
Yeah, I know.
Today.
I'm looking at you.
I know.
Today.
What's wrong with your mouth? You keep touching it.
Yeah. Well, you know what's going on. I sent you
no,
the
Rossi
videos.
Is still confused. So can you explain it to him?
I had surgery in my mouth over the weekend. I've got 5 stitches in my mouth right now. Doctor said I should have taken today off, but, you know.
He's just...
It's the type of guy I am.
He's a tough guy.
So, okay. Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
I, 8 months ago... I remember doing this. I was in America driving, chewing gum. I bit so hard in my inner lip, You know the inside of your cheek?
Yeah, like your cheek. Yeah,
your cheek.
I bit down on that thing so hard that like it formed like a gash, like a really deep cut. And I was like, oh my gosh, I bit this. And I remember there was so much blood, right?
Yeah.
And I got on with my day.
Mm.
It was healing, and then about 4 days later, stupid me again.
Bit on it
again. I was having chewing gum. I love gum, and I'm chewing gum, and I bit right on the same point, like right in it. It was like the back tooth went straight, and it killed, right? Anyway, it healed, but as it healed with scar tissue. So it healed like with this like lump.
Like a mass. Like it just formed something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and so like I'm looking at it going, what is that? Mm-hmm. What is going on there? And eventually it was getting big and I could feel it in my mouth. And so I went to the doctors over the weekend and I wanted to make sure it wasn't anything bad.
Yeah.
And they said, nah, it's just, it's like scar tissue basically, like a polyp or something that's just like kept. He says your body heals. Body's amazing. Your body heals the wound, but it keeps healing. So it keeps growing skin. On top, do you know what I mean? It doesn't stop.
Mm.
Anyway, so to get it out, it was full on. Mouth open, oral surgeon, Sammy. What up, Dr. Sammy?
Mm.
Like just with injections all around into my cheek.
Mm.
And then with a scalpel, cuts it out.
Was it heavy, like the thing?
I've got it in the fridge at home. Brianna's killing me that I brought it home. I wanted to bring it in today, and I forgot.
Is it like a circle?
Yeah.
Get a Korean bike for it now.
I could.
Get a Korean box.
I could. I
want to see it.
I'm going to bring it in tomorrow. Remind
okay.
me.
Show
anyway,
and tell.
They cut it out. Then he put 5 stitches in, and so now I've got 5 stitches in my mouth. I can't open my mouth too much, but it hurts. It hurts a little bit to talk.
But he's still here. Look at him. He's a trooper.
Does that mean you're going to have to talk less?
I wish I could talk less, but you guys don't contribute a lot to the show. I've got to keep the show going. So
we're just here to like laugh occasionally.
Correct. And you know, I need more from you guys.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, you'll be all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want some gum?
I would love some gum, but I do need some painkillers and I need some water.
Do you have painkillers?
All right, so what's that?
Do you have painkillers?
No, I didn't bring any.
Do you want me to order some?
I haven't had any since the surgery.
Do you want me to order some?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
If I've got to continue with the show.
Yeah, well, anyway, on the plus side, we are giving away the ultimate flyaway with Fly Dubai, which is pretty cool. And here's a promo to tell you all about it.
Wow, Rossi, just ending it there, huh?
I-C-U-P.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
7:07 on the Chris Fade Show. Do I sound okay?
You sound great.
Sounds fine.
I've ordered you some painkillers.
I'm trying not to use my lips. I had surgery in my mouth, guys. Surgeons are amazing, by the way. Like, they just know what to do. They cut you open, they do all this stuff, they stitch you back up, and then you just leave. Okay. These guys do it so well.
Yeah. So crazy. That's the third time we've mentioned it.
What? You don't want me to... Well, I feel like I can't open my mouth a lot when I talk right now.
You sound fine.
Yeah,
mate. Sure.
Yeah. Don't worry.
I'm in pain, though. The doctor said don't come to work today. I had a doctor's certificate and everything.
We've got... The girls are running around after you. Don't worry. They've ordered you Panadol.
Thank you, pretty. Ordered me some medicine. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Friends are there for you.
Nala went and got me some water. Thank you, Nala. I appreciate
Looking
it.
Looking after him.
Yeah, Rossi, just that. Just makes fun
just
of it.
Just bagging him out. Yeah. Yeah.
$10K pop quiz on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank. Let's get it.
Ow! Well, Kevin is on. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, bro. How are ya?
Yeah, good.
You ready to win some money?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, all right. You're not the talkative type, it seems. You just want to get in and get out. I feel it. Kevin, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to go. What do you do?
Good morning, yeah.
What do you do?
I work in tech.
Okay, tech guy.
An Irish tech man.
Hey, tech guy. He's a tech guy.
Yeah.
You just turn it off and on again, don't you, mate? Just tell us the truth.
Yeah, pretty much. There's not much to it, yeah.
Is there any tech that you've created or in part of that we'd be interested in hearing about?
No, more on the sales side.
Ah, okay.
So you're selling the tech. Is it software that you're selling?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right.
It's a little bit of everything. I'd be here. I'd talk about it all day if I got into it.
Yeah, secret agent. I don't reckon he's into tech. Yeah. Secret agent moved his whole family and life to Dubai. His name's not even Kevin.
Yeah, he's from the Arctic Circle.
Yeah. Kev, let's get you winning some cash right now. You know the deal. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Okay.
Okay.
You haven't created any type of like tech or software that's going to answer these questions, right? It goes into AI and just no. I hope
no, just me.
Okay, just okay. Him. All right. Okay, well, here we right. go. Good luck. Here we go, Kev. 60 seconds on the clock with Rack Bank, ready to give you 10,000 dirhams cash. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What is the capital of Singapore?
Pass.
How many Harry Potter titled movies have there been?
3.
Who has more followers on Instagram, Rihanna or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Who sings the songs Flowers and Prisoner?
Billy Cyrus.
What rapper released the album The Death of Slim Shady?
Eminem.
Finish the movie name DC League of Super
Heroes.
How many kids does Chris Martin from Coldplay have?
1.
Who is the British singer featured in the movie Don't Worry Darling? Harry.
5.
Who sings the songs Dancing with a Stranger and Stay With Me?
Charlie Puth.
What sport do the... Oh, what did you say, Sam Smith, at the end? I'm going to give you that one because that was the right answer. You got 500 dirhams. Congratulations, all yours.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Not too bad. Not the 10K that we wanted, but we got 500. Trick question for the first one. Capital of Singapore. I didn't know that either. Singapore. There you go.
Yep.
Harry Potter. There's been 8 movies, 8 of them. League of Super Pets was the DC one. Chris Martin has 2 kids,
and that's all we got up to.
So you got 500 dirhams cash. Congratulations, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
All right, Kevin, bro. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Saturday night, many of you would have been happy. Congratulations to Real Madrid. How cool was it? They claimed the Champions League title once again. The 15th time as they beat Borussia Dortmund 2-0. 2-0. Good game. They really dominated. They did well. I mean, it was fairly close. I remember I was watching. I was in and out of it.
Oh, were you?
It was 0-0 for a while.
It was late goals, right? Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. They were crowned the champions of the Europe for the fifth time under the boss. Rossi loves him. Carlo Ancelotti.
Yeah, I mean, this is technically a win for Everton.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
In the Champions League here.
Please.
How on earth have you related Everton to this game?
Everything gets related to Everton.
Because he was the manager of Everton.
But he didn't win with them, did he?
Yeah, it's like an Everton win.
There
this.
You go.
Well done to my mate Carlo. I met him in the hotel. He was lovely.
Big shout out to, obviously, Real Madrid. Hey, if you saw the scenes from Real Madrid World, you know we've got the first ever football theme park right here in Dubai. It's called Real Madrid World.
And they were showing the game.
They were showing the game. It was amazing. It was. I saw some footage. A few of my friends went down. It looked so, so good. If you get a chance, by the way, Real Madrid World here. It's at Dubai Parks and Resorts. It's fabulous. Especially if your kids, for example, are into football.
Yeah.
You do not have to be just a Real Madrid fan to go and experience and enjoy this. It's got rides. It's got amazing food. They've got the chefs flown in from around the world to really make this... This food just tastes so good. So I had a paella when I was there last time.
Ooh, paella.
I say it so like I had a paella. Yeah, paella. It's so good. So, so good.
Yummy. Did you see our friend Martin Garrix was at the football as well?
I saw that. He had a good seat, right?
He went to Wembley, yeah.
He had a
great
seat. But again, well done, Real Madrid. I know there were... I feel like there was more Real Madrid fans than there were...
Well, I mean, they are Real Madrid, right? Like, they're massive.
Yeah. Considered, I think... The biggest sporting team.
I think you're right about that, actually.
Of all sports in the world.
Yeah, well, they've won the most
sports.
Champions League.
Do you mean like the most winning?
Yeah, but also most followers, I heard as well.
What? Oh,
which is pretty crazy. Yeah. Crazy stuff. There we go. Just wanted to get that in. Well done. Well done to Real Madrid. And go check out Real Madrid World whilst you're here.
Real Madrid, yeah.
Biggest.
278.89 million followers around the world. Yeah,
yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, lucky it's a Borussia Dortmund. They're a good team.
Their
fans are crazy. They have this thing called the Yellow Wall, where like just the fans are just so into it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I did want them to win because they were the underdogs. But well done to Real Madrid.
There we go. All right.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Drop the beat and turn it up.
So I got a little game I want to play with everybody. You can play this in your office space. It's a little... I stole it from a German TV show.
Interesting.
Right.
I am going to require some food. I've asked Rossi to bring in some fruit from home.
Okay.
Which you've done.
Yes, you're welcome.
I will need a... I wanted to use a croissant or something, but will we have time to go get it now?
Yeah. I can...
You're going to go run down and get it?
Well, I've got... Yeah, I can, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, hold on. Nala, could you just run down right now? Because I don't want to send... If I send Rossi outside right now, I don't think he'll be back.
Okay, I'll go.
There you go.
Could you get
this.
One of those little fruit bars? You know, the... what do we call them from downstairs? What's it called? The
energy.
The energy cake or whatever.
Got it.
And a croissant, if you can.
A plain one? Do you want...
Plain. We need it in like 3 minutes.
Okay. Go.
Because we're going to play this song. We're going to come back. We're going to do something with this type of food. All right. Nala
She's
is
running.
Ran off. See, youth of today, they just run.
They just spring off.
She won't feel that pain tomorrow. If we did that, forget about it.
We wouldn't make it past the door.
That's so true. All right. So I want to... There's a couple of things. I want to play this game with you guys. Then right after that... I've spoken to the guys at Fly Dubai.
Yeah.
We have so many trips to give you around the world this week on the Chris Fade Show.
Love that.
And I want you to win one before 8:15 this morning.
Okay.
So in the next 45 minutes, I will give away a trip with Fly Dubai. And I'm talking like Malaysia. I'm talking Thailand.
Mm.
I'm talking Turkey.
Turkey. Yeah.
Turkey. It's taking me a while to get the new...
Turkey.
Mm-hmm. So it's all coming up. So hang out with us.
So cool.
Okay, hopefully Nala... You think Nala will be back?
Yeah, she's fast. She's fast.
It's just the croissants and those bars are just on the table, right? You just pick them up.
I think so, yeah. But it just depends on how fast the person checks her out.
Okay. All right, we'll find out. We'll do this next. Scissor right now. This is Saturn. I'll play some good music. How's that? Monday morning, we're back. June 3rd. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show. This is Virgin Radio 104.4. Morning. Nala made it back. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Nala.
Well done.
Okay. We are live. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Good morning here on The Chris Fade Show. I was perusing some TV from around the world, and I came across a TV show in Germany.
Yeah.
I love it. I thought we've got to try this on the show. You can try this in your workplace. We are currently live, by the way, at Chris Fade Show on Instagram. So if you want to watch us and see what's going on in the studio, just go to Chris Fade Show on the gram right now and we will get this done.
What TV show is that?
It's called Schlagden Hensler.
Oh, Schlagden Hensler.
Now,
yeah.
If you are German, my apologies about the pronunciation there. I'm sure I completely butchered that. Schlagden Hensler.
It translates to beat Hensler.
What?
Like, I mean, you've got to beat him in a game type thing.
Okay, so what we're going to do here is...
What's the premise?
The premise is I asked Rossi to bring some fruit and vegetables from his home.
Yes.
We require some food to do so.
Yeah.
We've gone downstairs and got a croissant, and we've also got a snack. Mm. So my first question is, Rossi, your fruit and vegetables...
they look weird.
Are they organic or something? Because they don't look good.
Yeah.
And what? I realize organic. If you look at organic fruit, like they look like they've just come out of the ground.
I mean, I'm fully organic.
Do we have to eat it?
No.
No, you don't have to eat it. What's wrong with them? Get off me, cucumber.
I don't know. They just don't look great. So what we're going to do here, we've got two scales.
Yeah.
And it's called, basically, we're calling it Split the Difference.
I think I know. I think I've seen this on Instagram.
Have you? Okay, good. So what you do is we've got a chopping board. We've got different items of food, different types of food.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to play a competition between all of us who can split the difference. Now, what I mean by that is we want to see who can cut the fruit in half.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle. So then we put it on two different scales. They must weigh the same.
I love that.
All right. Okay,
only German people could think of this game show.
Because they're so precise and on time, right? Our Germans. Hello, if you're watching.
Yeah.
If you want to go to Chris Fade Show, KRISFADE, Chris Fade Show, now on Instagram.
Follow us, yeah.
We are live
Turn his mic off.
We are live on Instagram right now.
Yeah, welcome to our house. My house is your house. Okay, we're dancing in the house.
All right, should we give this a go right now?
Okay, let's go.
Who's going to go first?
Rossi will go first.
Oh, yes!
Rossi.
What are you going to pick?
He's excited.
Come on, Ross.
What are you going to pick to cut?
I'm going to go with a cucumber.
Are they on the same weight, the scales?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grams.
So we have two actual scales here in the studio.
Okay, right, you ready? Tension music, please.
Tension music is on. Hold on. Choose your fruit.
We should give it to each other.
Okay, go. Okay.
What shall I do? Go.
Pear.
Oh, Rossi was given a pear. So Rossi has a pear on a chopping board right now. He has to try to cut this split down the middle.
And it has to weigh the same. The closest will win. I'll keep track. Okay.
That croissant, by the way, that you got from downstairs looks really good.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for it, Kristen.
Come on, Rossi.
We're using plastic chopping boards, which I've been turned off plastic chopping boards. Did you see that thing?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yes. It's like we're all in... If you use a plastic chopping board, that's supposedly little fragments of plastic get into your food, and then we end up eating plastic, which is not good for us.
Oh, he's cutting.
Okay, Rossi is now slicing down the middle of the pear. That looks like a great slice there.
That's a good slice.
No, I don't think so. He butchered it.
Definitely going to be different weights.
Time to weigh it.
All right.
It's got seeds in it. I don't know how many seeds are in it.
Okay.
So we've put one half on the scale, and that is...
What's the weight? Left and right. What is it?
It's 85. Is that 85? No, 58.
No, 85. 85.
85
and...
85 grams is the first half. And the second half... Now, remember, we are live on the Chris Fade Show if you want to watch it, because it's hard to explain on the radio.
Ooh! Sorry.
99 grams. So 85 and 95 grams, which means he is... what?
99, 85, so we're off.
Yeah, by what? How many?
By 14.
14 grams is what he's off.
Yeah.
Now, we have to work that out as a percentage here, guys.
No, because it'll just be how many grams difference. The smallest difference wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, but if I'm doing a croissant that's only got 3 grams.
No, yeah, just,
no, it's just okay. The difference.
Pretty, you're up.
Pretty. Okay, what do I do?
Sorry, I'm just up. I'm eating the food because
it's
I don't want to waste it.
Between the grams.
Now, Pretty, I want you to use the croissants.
Ooh.
Pretty, that's split the difference. A German game show where they cut things in half and they see who can get it down the center and weighing the same. Usually there's huge prize money involved. In this show, you get to eat what you chop. All right, Pretty, let's roll this. Here we go. She's got the croissant. Good luck. The music's on. She's chopping. She's chopped, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's all fallen off.
Oh. That's okay.
Okay.
Come on. I mean, that's pretty bad.
The croissant has gone on.
Right.
37 grams is the first half of the croissant. She's about to put the second half onto the scales.
I can see some residue there, Kristen.
It's 37 grams.
Oh! Ooh, oh! What?
Versus 40 grams. Only a 3 gram difference. We do have someone in the lead, and that is Pretty Molly.
But hold on, there's loads of crumbs left over there
that's
on the blue chopping.
But
yes!
That's okay.
Oh, good job, Pretty.
All right.
Okay.
Nala, quickly. This segment is going way too long.
It's fun, though.
But here we go. Nala, I'm going to give you the carrots.
Oh.
The carrot has been now given to Nala. Can she split the difference? We are live on Instagram. Chris Fade Show, if you'd like to watch this boredom.
Surely not, Nala. Right down the middle like that.
Oh, Nala has already cut it.
Do I do it like that or like that?
It's up to you. However you want.
First half of the carrot. 48, is it?
45
grams.
Oh,
this is like
second half.
Oh, I'm so
62.
I'm so, to be fair, the other half is chunkier. It's chunkier than the one before.
Kristen?
Okay,
what should we give Chris?
The banana.
I think make it harder.
What do you want me to do?
Do the fade fit.
The banana.
Fade fit. It's
well,
so
tell me
hard.
What you want me to do. I'm easy. Either way.
I say fade fit. It's so tiny.
I think the banana will be easier.
Well, it's up to you. We'll let you choose.
I'll do my snack.
Okay.
Fade fit. Which flavor are we going for?
Now, what on average do they weigh as a whole, Kristen, these snacks? Is there a different weight?
I don't know.
His is going to be the easy.
What?
You think it'll be the easiest?
Yeah, because the carrot, one side is chunkier than the other. I did split it in half. Oh, he cut it?
He's cutting now? Is it down the middle, though?
Well,
that looks pretty good. What
I'm
is
happy.
It?
8 grams for the first half of
okay.
the snack.
You've come what for will the... be? You have to beat my score of the difference of 3.
Come on. What?
Ladies and gentlemen, he has split it. Exactly down the middle.
Eight grams. Go look, Rossi. Go look. He doesn't believe me.
It's a ball. It's the easiest one.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? It's harder because it's smaller. You got to get right on it. No.
It's exactly 8 grams each.
This is crazy.
Don't hate.
This is a
great game. What a great game.
Look, can we do this again?
What's it called in German?
sorry, I'm eating the croissant.
Schlag der Hensler.
I love it. so much.
Who won?
You did.
Yeah, thanks. Virgin update. Someone agrees with me. It has to be the percentage, not the grams.
But it doesn't matter because you got it exactly right. So.
Okay, percentage.
Yeah, true.
Did I win?
Yeah, no, you didn't. You saw the way off.
How did you do that?
I don't know how I got that.
But the point is to get it to the same thing, no?
Mm.
I did split it in half, but the carrot, the end part is heavier than the first
part.
It's
just hard for me not to win things. I try not to.
Oh, come on.
And I keep winning them. It's crazy. News headlines. Pretty, what do we got? It's 7:36.
Leaders from the UAE and Qatar discussing a ceasefire in Gaza and South Africa's ANC has lost its majority in polls for the first time since apartheid ended. Now, why were the cops called to your home?
So over the weekend, my neighbor had a party.
Yes, I remember.
So it was an after prom party.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to give too much away because I don't want to get the kid in trouble. But I think the parents were out.
Ooh.
So I think they weren't in the country.
Okay.
Now, he was smart enough to knock on all the neighbors' doors, including mine, and let us know that he was having a party.
Very nice. Good neighbor etiquette.
Yep. You know, I asked him how many people were coming. He said 150 people. I said, that's way too much. I became all of a sudden his father. He hired security, which was good.
That's good. He hired security.
He had two security guards. Yeah. It was remember, it's the after prom party. So it started at, you know what time?
What time?
11:30.
That's usually the time that Chris's party is done.
Yeah, that's
and he's in bed.
I'm in bed. My bedroom window is literally on the same side as their wall. So it was there. But I gave him my word. I shook his hand and I said, I promise you I will not call the cops, but just make sure you have it under control. He says, Mr. Fade, I've got you. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. That's sweet.
It was cool.
That's nice.
I hired two security guards. Shout out to our friend Bruce. Whenever we need a security guard, I call my mate Bruce up. He owns a company. It's called PPS. And I said, Brucey, I need a couple of guards. He brought them out.
Why?
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because I went and picked up my daughter from a party about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a house party. Half the house party was on the street and everyone was just hanging out on the street.
Okay.
So I thought to myself, my gate at the moment is open because I'm renovating our gate. So our house is accessible. You could just walk into it.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel comfortable having a bunch of 150 kids
running around, possibly
just walking into my house.
Yeah, I get that.
So I hired the two guys just to make sure that, you know, no one's sitting on the cars and just, you know.
Of course, yeah.
I know. I was 18.
Yeah. You're like, I used to do this.
I know exactly what I used to do. I know what I used to do. So I get into bed. It's Friday night. I get into bed. Brianna and I get into bed at around 11 o'clock, put the baby to bed. And it's silent. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's the calm before the storm, or there is not going to be a storm. So at 11:25 p.m., I'm now about to fall asleep. Brianna looks out the window, and I said, anyone there? She's like, yeah, a couple of cars are rocking up. I can see a few people rocking up. Okay, cool. I then try to fall asleep, and then at about 11:40, the music comes on.
It was on.
And it was loud, like too loud.
What were the songs of choices?
I don't even know. That was the but that was the thing. I'm like, what are they even playing? So I try to sleep. I put a sleep mask on. Yeah. I've got these like earbuds on, like trying to just sleep. I couldn't sleep. She couldn't sleep. So we go and sleep in a room across the other side of the house.
So it's like further away.
Yeah. We sleep in Cruz's room.
It took 30 minutes to get there.
So we closed the doors. We're trying to sit. It's still really loud.
Well, they should be able to have it that loud, right?
Well, all I know is that it was on at midnight is when I sort of fell asleep.
Okay.
All right. I sort of fell asleep at midnight. And then I woke up again at around 12:45. The music was still going.
That's annoying.
But by 1 a.m., there was nothing. Because I woke up at 1 and there was nothing going on. I thought to myself, oh, okay, cool. They ended the party.
Very, very quick party.
And then the next morning I wake up and I message the security guard, our security guard. I go, everything good last night? He goes, yeah, police came.
Oh, someone must have called.
They said the music was way too loud. They called it off and they got everyone out. And I thought to myself, the kid, like, he went too hard on the speakers.
Yeah.
Like, because if he just toned it down, he probably would have got away with it.
Schoolboy era.
Yeah, but I told him that. I said, don't turn your music up too loud. I said, I tell you, even if you told all these neighbors, someone's going to call.
Yeah.
And I told him, I promise I won't call the cops on you.
So it wasn't you.
I promise it wasn't. I let it. I man of my word. I was like, let you guys go. I told him you're good till 3 a.m. I said, I will not call the cops, but from 3 a.m., that's it, you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I feel bad.
The cops were called.
Well, no, that's part of life. What do you mean you feel bad?
He'll be so embarrassed in front of his friends that the police came.
Nah.
He's in jail for 6 months now.
No, he's not. He's not. He's fine. But the crazy thing was, doing these type of parties, I was thinking about it, with technology is so hard. Because I asked him, I said to him, you've got one of those Ring doorbells. You know, you've got one of those doorbells that, you know, whenever my house door rings, it notifies me on my phone. And I said to him, because his dad doesn't know he's having the party.
Oh, my gosh.
His dad didn't know. His dad was traveling in Croatia, he told me.
Does
So I said, well, every time this rings, does it? He goes, I've disconnected it. He had to disconnect the doorbell so the dad wouldn't get the notifications.
Question, does his dad listen?
I'm hoping the dad doesn't listen to the show.
That, and right
if he does, this was all fabricated and a lie just for good radio. Okay.
Virgin Radio's Fly Away Summer with Fly Dubai.
Oh, hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. We are live. It's 10 past 8. Good morning. Welcome back to the Chris Fade Show. Yeah, welcome to Fly Dubai's Fly Away Summer, right?
Are we ready for this? We've got so many flights to give away as we celebrate Fly Dubai's 15th anniversary this month. We've got chances throughout the day where we will make a boarding call announcement, right? Mm. If you hear your name for this boarding call announcement, you have 15 minutes to call the Virgin Radio studio.
So if you have not registered for this competition, we're going to be doing it all week. And if you don't win with us, we could be calling out your name at 11 a.m., 4 p.m. or 8 p.m. Just have Virgin Radio Dubai on and you could be winning with Fly Dubai. Virgin Radio Dubai, Fly Dubai. Man, we are hooking you up. A trip to Thailand today.
Yeah.
Just WhatsApp your name right now if you haven't done it to 04871 5544, or go to the website. A double chance. I would advise you to do this. Go to the website, go to virginradiodubai.com and upload your details. It takes like 3 minutes to do.
Just put in your name and you could be hearing your name. Remember, you have 15 minutes.
Okay.
Once the boarding announcement is made, 15 minutes to call us at the studio, 04871 5544.
All right, I'm about to do the boarding.
Okay.
I'm about to do the boarding call. Are we ready?
Yes.
So whoever's name, now we don't know whose name's going to get called here. Whoever's name gets called, you have 15 minutes to call us in the Chris Fade Show studios right here, 04871 5544. We ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Virgin Radio's Fly Away Summer with Fly Dubai.
Your attention, please. This is a Fly Dubai final boarding call for Layel Saman. You have 15 minutes to call 04871 5544. I repeat, this is a Fly Dubai final boarding call for Layel Saman. Thank you.
Layel Saman. Layel Saman. Yeah. You've got 15 minutes from right now to call us to win your tickets to Thailand with Fly Dubai and Virgin Radio.
Good luck.
Go. We are waiting for Layel Saman to call us.
Virgin Radio's Fly Away Summer with Fly Dubai.
She has 12 minutes now to get through to the Virgin Radio studios. Layel Saman, 12 minutes to get through to the Virgin Radio studios. If you haven't heard what we're doing, Virgin Radio's Fly Away Summer with Fly Dubai. We have got flights all day here at Virgin Radio. If we call out your name because you've registered, you got 15 minutes to call us. We could be hooking you up. Now, we make these calls around 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 4 p.m., and 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So make sure you've got Virgin Radio on. We got flights galore. All right. Explore amazing cities this summer with Fly Dubai. They're celebrating their 15th anniversary. I love that. Go and book your summer vacay. Go to flydubai.com.
They go to the most amazing destinations. Go to Corfu, Mykonos, Zanzibar, Maldives, or Krabi, like the flight we're giving away this morning. We want to send you to Krabi, Thailand, but we're looking for Layel Saman.
Yeah, if you want to register, go to virginradiodubai.com right now. Register your name. If we call your name out, your boarding name, call us. Hello, good morning. I mean, we got people coming through right now. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Layel, how are you? Is this Layel Saman?
Yes.
This is you.
No, this is
not.
Fibs, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, mate, you know, you got to be Layel Saman to get through. Phones are ringing here. Hold on, this could be it. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Layel Saman.
It's her name. We got it.
Woo! Yes.
You've just won a trip to Thailand with Fly Dubai and Virgin Radio. Woo! Congratulations. Woo!
Thank you.
You did
this
so...
This is my month. This is my birthday.
It's your birthday month, is it?
Yes, it is. On the 11th of June.
Well,
perfect guest.
You are now going to Krabi, Thailand.
Amazing.
With Fly Dubai. You and a friend have got flights return with Fly Dubai as they celebrate their 15th anniversary. Layel, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, team. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
So when you heard your name being boarded, did you get it? What was that feeling like?
Actually, I was surprised. I didn't expect it at all.
Aww.
Well, I love it. You entered like 10 minutes ago. The next moment, now you're on the radio winning. This is what it's all about. We have confirmed its layout. We have the numbers confirmed. Yeah. We have done the background checks if everyone's wondering how and why. Hey, go and enjoy this holiday, this vacation. Maybe celebrate your birthday in Krabi, Thailand, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Guys, there is another chance to win at 11 a.m. with Eddie, 4 p.m. with Brent Black, then 8 p.m. with Maz Hakeem. You just got to register. Go to virginradiodubai.com, and you could be flying away with Fly Dubai. Yeah, Virgin Radio's Fly Away Summer with Fly Dubai. I love that.
Yes, Layel, so good.
Congratulations. Morning.
Let's go. Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
It's hot.
It is. It feels like 42.
Yesterday it was hot. And then I read something that it's going to be hotter than it was last week. And I'm like, no. So is this it?
This is something. I mean, official summer is June 21st, right?
So we're not even in summer?
No, it's not even started, apparently.
We're not in summer.
No, this is still spring, technically. Remember my two season theory, guys.
Yeah, I know.
You know what you got to do, though? You got to like plan your day better. You know, get up and about in the morning and the evenings.
But it's humid. The humidity has hit us. It's gone.
The humidity in the evening, especially after like 6 p.m.
Throwing a few really mosquitoes. Let's roll. Let's have a good one. Yeah, so I didn't even realize we're not in summer yet. No. I've got family flying in from Australia. They're spending a week in Dubai. I warned them all
about the heat.
I said, guys, you're coming. They're arriving like June 28th. And I said, I'm telling you all. Telling you all, it's good. I just don't want to hear anyone complain.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But also, I feel like a lot of people don't believe you when you say how hot it is.
Yep, exactly.
Have you had like the big proper bill yet for chilling the swimming pool or not?
Because the new home that we moved into.
Yeah, because like your family are going to come and stay.
I've had the first. Oh, yeah, I've had a couple of Diwa bills. Yep.
Because
they're okay. They're actually lower than what I expected.
That's good.
Because I thought, okay, yeah, I'm cooling the pool now. I don't have to use the ice cubes anymore.
Yeah.
And
you've got the chiller. They're expensive.
But let's see. Talk to me in a couple of months and we'll find out. This audio has gone viral on TikTok. Take a listen. It's a flight attendant up in the air telling us about how, well, not to try to pick her up, get her number, hit on her. Have a listen.
Here's a little 101 tip. How not to hit on a flight attendant, okay? Do not hit on a flight attendant in flight, during flight, whatever. Do not do that because you are making it awkward. And you know what? The flight attendant just has to be nice to you. So, yeah, it's just a really uncomfortable situation and we do not like that, okay? But if you want to shoot your shot, then your best bet is just handing your number over to the flight attendant when you are getting off that plane. Then you're not making it awkward and you're leaving it up to the flight attendant to decide whether or not she wants to text you.
All right. So you've heard it there first, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll talk for the men and the women, obviously. That is a flight attendant in the States saying they have to be nice to you.
Yeah, I could totally imagine you board a 14-hour flight.
Yep.
And within the first 30 minutes, someone has tried to hit on you.
It would be so uncomfortable.
For the next 13 and a half hours, you're there. That flight attendant has to walk up and down and talk to you. Yeah. Oh, it's awkward.
And that's coming from a real place. You know, Pretty's dad is a flight attendant.
He gets, he still
he's
got it.
He's getting hit on nonstop. He's getting hit on nonstop.
I reckon.
So, okay, I would love to hear from any flight attendants. Are you a flight attendant? I mean, obviously, maybe female, but I'm not saying that males don't get hit on as well.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts on this. 04-871-5544. Are you a flight attendant and do you have any advice? Like this flight attendant is basically saying, we have to be nice to you. So you may be getting the wrong signals. And I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm guessing some guys think that they're getting hit on or that they're interested, right?
Mm.
And they're just doing their job. They're just being nice and doing what they've got to do.
And even after you've made a comment or something, they still have to continue to be nice to you no matter what. So it's, I like what she said at the end. If you're interested, as you're deboarding, hand over your number, leave a little note, and then the flight attendant can do whatever they want.
No, but you need to, you can't just like not talk to the lady the whole time and then just give your number.
You can have a conversation, but don't do the number thing. Just have a conversation.
Make it awkward.
Yeah, don't make it awkward.
Like, yeah, wait till the end.
Know, like, if the person's interested or not.
Well, that's, I think what she's saying is that they confuse the signals because...
Yeah, I mean, I just think that someone's stupid. Yeah, like, maybe. You've got the wrong signal. Like, maybe. You can tell, like, I can tell up in the air if someone was interested or just being...
Nice,
right?
I mean, you had the situation recently, right? The yoga teacher.
Don't want to get into that there, Russ. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Manish.
Manish, are you a flight attendant?
Yes.
Okay, so Manish, you're a flight attendant. You've heard all this. What do you want to add to it?
Manish.
I don't think he's a flight attendant. I think he's just calling up for a prize.
Trying to get the prize.
We don't have anyone answering your phones these days because Busma's now gone.
Yeah, we love
So him. I'm trying to do the phones at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want me to go out? I mean, I don't mind. You won't miss me.
I want you part of the show.
I can go out there and do it.
Stay. I need you part of the show. 04871-5544. Are you a flight attendant? And are you getting hit on, or do you feel like people think you're hitting on them, but you're just being nice? I mean, we've been talking about Fly Dubai this morning. We have a bunch of airlines, obviously, in this country. A lot of crew. I just want to get that feel.
Like, I'll tell you what I try to do. I always try to be the flight attendant's favorite. I'm like, yeah, I live in Dubai, yeah.
It's very pick me of you, Rossi.
Yeah, it is very.
It's very pick me.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Ooh, pick me.
No, but I just try to be the mates. Like, I'm trying to like empathize with them going, oh, it's tough, isn't it? You know, like doing this flight. And yeah, I work in Dubai. I just try and be the friends all the time.
Sometimes
they like it. Like if I find someone with a similar accent to me, I'll try and be their mate. I want to be their favorite.
If they have a similar accent to you, if they don't, you don't want to talk to them?
I think that's so
Oh my gosh.
The whole 14 years you have been trying to battle what Chris says.
Yeah.
You only want British friends.
Yeah.
And now you have just said it. Proven his theory.
Publicly, you just said if they have a similar accent to me, I talk to them.
Well, try and be the friend, like, because we have a lot in
you
common.
You try to be their friend.
I want them to. I want to be their favorite.
And if they don't have that type of accent, you don't want to be their friend?
That's not true.
You just said it.
No, but, like, I'll have something in common with them and I'll start talking about home or whatever.
Every time we go anywhere, Rossi will only be talking to a Brit.
Yeah.
It's not true.
But you just said it.
It's so true.
It's becoming nauseating now.
What is
this accusation of what you're saying to me?
You just said it.
Yeah, because I have something in common with them. I'm talking about going home. I've got friends from other countries. I've said it 55 times.
But you're going on a flight back to the UK, aren't they all going?
Yeah, but if I can hear that their accent is from by me, I'll start talking to them.
So if their accent isn't, then you won't.
So if it was like, hello, how are you? You're like, I'm not talking to him.
No.
No, you're not.
No, I mean, that's ridiculous. What a silly thing to say.
He's digging a hole.
He's dug it. It's dug. Kerry, you were a flight attendant for 14 years.
Ooh. Yes, I was.
Did people hit on you, but you were just doing your job being nice?
Yeah, I had passengers go there. But I mean, I think the biggest thing really is the aircraft is not the place to hit on someone, whether that be a passenger, crew, anyone. It's you're stuck in that environment with that person or these people for that long, and it should just be their choice to walk away or not see you or whatever. It's just it's not the right place.
You can't escape.
Hold on. Can I defend that? I think it actually, if both parties are interested,
it's a great place.
It's the perfect place.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If both parties are interested,
I had a great flight once many years ago, where I sat next to a girl. We hit it off. We chatted for 9 hours. It was like we were on a date.
That's my dream.
Sort of like a date for
that's
nine
cute.
Hours. It was great.
It was many years ago. It was. Yes.
But
I think absolutely, if your passengers, Yeah. I had that as a passenger once in business class.
Okay.
With a passenger sitting next to me, and it was, yeah, it was good. It was a date.
So what do you, when a guy or a passenger tries to hit on you and you accrue, I mean, how do you respond to that, Kerry? Like, is it just, like, I mean, yeah, because it must be obviously awkward. What? How would you respond?
I think the times that I did respond, it was kind of polite, just trying to be as polite and as friendly as possible, like the other flight attendant says. It's your job, right? So, you know, you can't be rude no matter what they say or do. But it's, give me your number and maybe we can, you know, we can text, that kind of thing, and then take the number, be polite, and see if it's see if it would have been right for you. But yeah, I mean, I think most flight attendants just want to keep the peace.
Yeah,
and there's no kind of confrontation at all. And whether that be in a sticky situation like this, where, you know, you just really genuinely don't like the person and you're not interested, or you are interested and then, you know, you have to do things out of the professional capacity anyway, you know.
There we go. And if you didn't want to have to deal with them anymore, could you assign, could you be assigned? Like, could you swap with your other crew member and be like, hey, can I take the other side?
Not really, because you're assigned that door, right? Wow. You're assigned that area of responsibility. So you're kind of stuck with that person.
Wow.
Creeper. Imagine going to Melbourne or somewhere like that.
Yeah, I know, long time. Well, Rossi would talk to you because you guys kind of sound the same.
Yeah, where are you from? Yeah. Where's that accent?
I'm Turkish English, though. I'm Turkish English, not full English.
No, but you sound the same. Rossi's having a conversation with you. Yeah. Virgin
update. I like a full English.
Whenever we go for breakfast, he only has a full English breakfast.
Yeah. It's great.
8:40. Well, there we go. Gentlemen, single men, be wary of what's going up in the air. 30,000 feet.
Respectful.
Yeah, always be respectful.
Yeah.
On the ground or in the air.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
If it's medical, it's on the Chris Fade Show. Chris, you had a surgery this weekend. And look at you, here, Monday, back at work.
What a trooper. Ladies and gentlemen, can we have a round of applause?
Yeah, give me a round of applause. Wow. Doctor said I could take it off. He said I could take it. It's oral surgery.
What happened?
Oral surgery.
Take us through it.
Doctors, first of all, love you. Nurses love you. Because, like, especially surgeons. Like, they cut you open.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, they cut. One moment I'm just, like, getting to the place. Next moment I'm, like, on a hospital bed, cut open, blood going everywhere. It's going to get gory, guys. I'm gonna really describe this.
Oh, no.
Have you ever bit the inside of your lip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, your friend Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How are you? 8 months ago, bit my inside of my lip so hard.
Your cheek.
Inside the cheek, yeah. The cheek area. I bit it so hard.
Yeah.
I recall doing it. Like, I remember the moment. And I remember Brianna going, relax. You're over-exaggerating.
Here we go.
I remember. And the daughters were with me in the back of the car. You're such an over-exaggerated dad when you hurt yourself. Mind you, I've got blood gushing down out of my mouth. Anyway, so I bit the inside of my cheek and it was really bad. It wasn't just a light one. And then about a week and a half later, as it was healing, I bit the exact same spot again. And oh my gosh, it was so painful, guys. So, the mouth usually heals itself pretty well. And it started to heal, but it from what I understand, it didn't stop healing.
Don't stop healing.
There we go.
Sorry.
So it formed like a scar tissue inside of my lip. And it was
your cheek.
Inside my cheek. Yeah, not my lip, my cheek. And it just kept forming, and it formed like really like, it was weird. It was like this hard little substance.
Callous.
Like a mass.
Like a scar tissue. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know when you cut yourself and then it forms that in it, but it was inside. And initially, I just let it be, but it was just, it wouldn't stop. It's getting bigger.
Mm.
And I could feel it. I gave it a name. His name was Henry.
Henry.
Lived in my mouth.
But then it was time to say goodbye to Henry.
It was time to say goodbye. I knew I had to get rid of it. And then, you know, me being the Google doctor that I am, I got on there and it instantly went to possibly mouth cancer.
Yes, all roads lead to cancer.
The worst. Dr. Fade's so it gave book. Me it gave me instant anxiety. Like, as soon as I started, like, Googling pictures, yep. and I was like, oh my gosh, there's a cancer in my mouth. Am I going to die? And then, like, my body started, like, producing other ailments that because of the, but it was totally mentally driven, right? Because I've got health anxiety. So then I just said, go to the doctor. I went to the doctor, got in contact with an oral surgeon. And I went to the dentist, first of all. And the dentist said, you got to go to an oral surgeon.
Right.
And so he just, on Saturday afternoon, it was a great Saturday afternoon, because I was supposed to go to the party of our friend. Mm. And I couldn't go because I was, you know, feeling this.
Yeah.
So then I'm sitting in the hospital chair, and he was a great doctor. He told me exactly what he was going to do. He's like, I'm going to put you some injections into your mouth. That's going to hurt. Then it's going to go completely numb. And then I'm going to just cut this baby out, and then I'll put a couple of stitches in, and it'll be fine. He said the thing won't take more than 10 to 15 minutes all up. And I'm like, all right, let's go. So now I'm laying on the hospital bed, and I nearly passed out.
Why?
I'm just anxious about the whole thing. Like, I've got the guy. It's like in a movie. I'm looking up. I see the doctor. I see the nurse. I see blood. And I'm so already, because of health anxiety, I'm already so like, something wrong is going to happen here. So all I do is I look at the doctor's eyes, and I'm looking at, I'm trying to judge what he's thinking. This is what I think the doctor's going.
It's like a little boy.
Yeah. And I think this is what I think the doctor's doing. Oh gosh, why is it bleeding so much? I've never seen anything bleed like this before. All right, just remain calm because we don't want him to freak. Oh my gosh, nurse, get me that. Okay, I've got to make sure he's not going to die here.
Oh my gosh. But this is not an actual representation of what the doctor
thought.
No, no, this is what I think the doctor's thinking.
This is Chris's mind.
And then you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Is that, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I just had a baby boy as well. He's going to grow up without a father.
Oh my gosh.
What are my kids going to do? I didn't even kiss Brianna goodbye, actually. I walked out a little bit angry. I should never walk out angry. Why did I walk out angry? Imagine I die right now.
Chris,
you got...
Does she have the passwords?
Well, how are you going
to
die,
Does she have
though?
The passwords to my account? How was I going to die?
No, like, why'd you ask that question?
I already thought about how I was going to die.
Yeah, because like you're having an operation in your mouth. Yeah. You're going to choke on blood or something.
What yeah. I thought that I was going to... Or my mind... Because he said I'm going to put 3 stitches in.
Yeah.
Inside your mouth. And then he put the 3 stitches in, and then he was just looking at it for a while. He's like, okay, it's still bleeding a little bit. He goes, you're a bit of a bleeder, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And he goes, okay, I'm going to put 1 more stitch in. So he put 1 more stitch in. So he had 4 stitches in there. And then he just examines it. He looks at it for a while. And he's like, And then I'm like, is it stop bleeding? And he's like, it nearly has, but I just want to monitor. I just want to look at it a little bit more. Nurse, pass me the gauze. We're going to press down on this. That's when I was like, I'm not stopping bleeding here.
And you thought you were going to bleed out.
I'm going to bleed out.
Now,
And then the nurse has got sucking all the blood out.
Okay, now, can I just say, you sent us a video of this situation. So was Brianna there with you, filming everything for you?
No, I went on. I went on my own.
So there you are. He's filming himself getting this surgery done. In the way of all the staff. On top of that, you think you're going to faint, but the camera doesn't move. What is wrong with you?
Can I tell you, filming, when I film myself in these situations, it makes me feel calmer. Like, I feel if the camera's on me, I can't.
You got to perform.
I got to perform. Yeah, I perform better when there's a camera on. Ask my friends that we play basketball with. When the camera's on, I don't miss.
He puts on a show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So I turn the and I said to the doctor, do you mind if I film this? He says, I'm okay with it. Said, I filmed the entire thing. I'm not going to put it on Instagram.
It's a barrier for him. He's hiding behind it.
Yeah, that's what he puts on a show.
Yeah, I know that I can perform. And so I nearly was going to pass out. He said to me at one moment, he goes, are you okay? Because what they do is they give you an injection of adrenaline. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
I don't know why I have an injection. I didn't ask that question. And so when he said that, I said, is that going to increase my heart rate? He goes, maybe just slightly.
Oh, but where does he do it?
In my mouth.
In your mouth, right. Okay. Sorry, okay.
Everything was happening in my mouth.
Yeah.
If I was your doctor, I would have knocked you out and then did the surgery.
Yeah, don't keep Chris awake.
A bit aggressive.
Don't keep Chris awake for these things.
I currently have now 5 stitches in because the three didn't do it, 4 didn't do it, 5 did.
Mm.
So I got 5 stitches in my mouth.
Will they dissolve?
They will dissolve after about a week.
I don't like
those. Oh, no. If you haven't seen the things about
Rossi,
dissolving, swallowing
Rossi,
stitches, have you? Don't Google that, whatever you do, swallowing stitches, mate.
He's so annoying.
Google that, Chris.
Anyway, I'm recovering.
Here.
I shouldn't be on the radio. I shouldn't be talking.
Yeah.
I should be quiet and I should be, like, you know, just at home resting.
But the cameras are on. And Chris Fade is here for the show. Yeah.
And it's hurting.
He's here for the show.
Every word I say hurts. Every word.
Chris, the camera's on. Yeah, Let's see the smile.
It hurts to smile because it stretches it.
Do one side only.
Let's go. This is the Chris Fade Show.
Talking about like my health anxiety and medical stuff, we're about to play John Newman's song. It is Virgin Radio 104.4.
Here we go.
I'm glad that he's back.
He is, yeah.
But he had to take some time away. He had like a brain aneurysm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, he was like top of his career, which the song which I'm about to play was like number top 3 in the UK charts, and then it all just had to come crashing down quickly.
He had a non-cancerous brain tumor.
Yeah.
He went to an optician who basically sent him to a neurosurgeon because he began to lose his sight. So he just thought he needed glasses. So he went.
Life is precious. Take every day. Take every day for granted.
For granted.
Don't take every day for granted.
Yeah.
Let me do that again just for the
edit.
We're going to post this up on Instagram. So I just want it to look good. Ready? All right. Don't take.
So I was just getting motivational music for you.
We'll add that in the reel. Don't take every day for granted. It's Virgin Radio. Yeah, that was good.
Let's
go! Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Text message come in here. Why is the show so depressing? For goodness sake. Radio is supposed to uplift listeners. Tell Chris to leave his issues at home.
Chris too.
Kristen.
Yeah, leave my issues at home.
Yeah, leave your issues at home.
That wouldn't be very Chris.
She's not answering. I want to talk to her. I want to talk to the person.
Oh, it looks like the.
Well, I can't hear you, Nala. I can't hear you.
She's saying she's very angry, doesn't want to talk and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like she's angry at me.
She's ready.
Or she's just angry.
She's saying she doesn't want to argue with you, but she was like very.
I'm not. I don't want to argue with
Matilda. I told her.
I don't want to argue. I just want to talk to you.
It could be worth her while.
Try her again.
It could
Matilda,
be worth
talk to me. I'm being like the show's real. What do you want me to do? I had surgery over the weekend.
He's a bit, you know.
I spoke about having my lip cut open and my like. I went well, you know. It's,
your voice changes a bit when you moan. Is that your moaning voice?
Yeah, it's my moaning voice.
Is that how you moan to Brianna?
That's how I moan, babe. Matilda, don't be angry with me. I'm trying to make it an uplifting show.
That's annoying, isn't it?
All right, she wants uplifting.
What are you gonna do?
I'll do something here. I don't know.
But just be careful. You don't want to, like, rip the stitches.
No, yeah, I can't be too loud. I can't open my mouth too much because I'll rip the... I've got 5 stitches on my inner lip, but I'm not allowed to talk about it because it's depressing.
She does have a point.
And then I think the other thing was because...
you mentioned John Newman
having the brain aneurysm. Brain tumor. So I think that's the issue as well. All right, uplifting. No, where's that?
No.
I want the actual song. Give me the song. Okay, I found it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Kristen.
Aya Universe. If you've never gone to Aya Universe, you're missing out. Visit Aya at Waffy City Mall. You can get your tickets right now. It's the first of its kind award-winning immersive entertainment attraction. 12 out of this world experiences, over 40,000 square feet. I have been there. It is great. It's got the largest ball pit in the country.
Ooh, I love that.
The lighting, the mirrors, it's every room you go into is like a different experience. It's immersive. I had no idea it existed until I visited there a couple of weeks ago. Go and check it out. It has won huge awards, by the way. MENA's region's best family entertainment attraction in 2024. All right, and best new leisure and entertainment concept in 2023.
Tickets are available, by the way. They have family passes for groups of 4 people now. Limited time. You can go to aya-universe.com.
I want to give it to caller 10 right now. That's it. I'm uplifting radio.
Okay, 04-871-5544. Caller 10 gets 8 tickets for Aya Universe now in Waffle City Mall.
Let's go. Aya Universe, go and check it out. And oh, thanks to all the other messages coming in. Yeah. Saying the lady can just change the radio station.
Oh, no.
Don't tell people.
Don't do that. No, I love Matilda. I love the lady that messaged that. I love. I want that. Oh, I don't mind. Sometimes. Someone says, I like the negativity. It makes me feel better. Someone's always having a worse day than you. That's the best.
Chris is having a worse day than you.
I am. Yeah. I got 5 I don't want to bring it
stop
down.
Stop it. Stop it.
All right.
So we're looking for caller 10 now. 04-871-5544. Let's get you to Aya Universe.
Yara, you've won. Congratulations. Woo! You're going to Aya Universe. Well done. Down there at Waffle City Mall, okay?
Thank you.
Is this uplifting for you? Is this uplifting?
Say yes.
Yes,
it's uplifted.
She's
it's
very uplifted.
All right. Uplifting radio. There we go. We've lifted it.
What else do we do?
Just let this song play a little bit more. Okay. That should make Matilda happy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Rest in peace, Avicii.
Stop it. Do not try to bring
Don't
it down.
Don't bring it down.
He's no longer with us, is he?
Don't bring it down.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Virgin Radio, 9:31. Here on the uplifting Chris Fade Show.
If only you could see our dance move.
Virgin Radio, 104.4.
Hey.
28 years old he was when he passed away.
Stop, Rossi!
Rossi, do not bring this
thing
down.
You're making it depressing.
28 years of age.
Matilda just said, stop it.
Have you seen the documentary? It's so sad.
On what?
Oh, Avicii. Just stop.
So sad.
Eddie is going to give you another chance at 11 o'clock today.
Yeah.
11 o'clock today. All you got to do is register for this trip. You go to our website, right?
Exactly. VirginRadioDubai.com. We are celebrating 15 years of Fly Dubai with 15 flights to give away.
That's awesome.
So the way it works is you'll hear a boarding call announcement, the final call. Hopefully you hear your name. Yeah. Once you do, you have 15 minutes to get back to the Virgin Radio Dubai studios.
Just register. Go to Virgin Radio Dubai.com to register, okay?
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.